Father, we just want to thank you this evening for your wonderful love, your wonderful goodness. Lord, you are beyond imagination. I just love you and I thank you, Lord. I'm so imperfect and I need more of you every second. I need you every microsecond, every nanosecond. I need you. And Lord, I thank you that you brought Brother Freedom here safely this evening. Thank you, Lord, for anointing him today. And Lord, I thank you for touching people, the listeners out there. Some need a healing of one kind or another, a healing of their spirit or their body or their mind or their soul. Oh, thank you for touching them, Father. Thank you for helping to reach out in faith to you because you're that glorious one. You always do good. We love you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just give you praise, glory, and honor. We come to you thanking you, loving you, and lifting that name of your Son, Jesus, higher. Father, we just praise you for the gift of your Son. We thank you for the gift of the Spirit of God as part of Jesus. We thank you that you sent forth the Comforter. And he's been such a comfort. Father, we just praise you. We give you honor. And Father, I thank you that your eyes are searching throughout this world to show yourself strong on behalf of those that's living for you, those that live righteously, that you're going to bless them. You're going to move upon them in a mighty way. You know, they don't have to worry about going to a revival because you'll bring a revival to them. You're going to be there with them. For those that will move out by your blessing, your eyes are looking to and fro to touch these ones. And Father, I just pray that you encourage these ones this night. And we thank you for, without a vision, your people perish. And I got a vision this night that you're coming soon. And I believe that you're coming through the clouds of glory. And Father, we just pray that we'll respond to your calling. We'll be ready. We'll seek you and we'll praise you and we'll love you. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we ask that we pray that you touch the people this night in a mighty way. Open their eyes and see what you have for them. Give them that touch from heaven this night. Anoint them. Heal them. Bring victory. Bring new promises, new directions. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to start out today in Titus because it really touched my heart tonight. I was just eating the Word, and I come across these scriptures and I really touched my heart. It's in Titus, the first chapter. Unto the pure, all things are pure, but of them that are defiled and unbelieving, even their own conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and under every good work reprobate. That's pretty plain. And open the second chapter.
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee.
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness, denying it, not living with it, denying it, and worldly lust, that we should soberly, that means not asleep, not drunken, righteously, and godly in this present world, this world, looking for that blessed hope. Who is the hope? It's Lord Jesus. And the glorious appearance of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, he who gave himself that he might be able to redeem us from all iniquity and purify himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. This is speaking to the Christians. It's speaking to the church. And I truly believe this is godly. And these are the practices, I believe we're going to be blessed. And we need to be ready because we haven't got a lot of time. The Bible says that knowing the time, now it's high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off all the works of darkness. Let's cast off all the works of darkness and put on the whole armor of light. Just the opposite. We're to put on righteousness and take off iniquity, take off sin, take off the things that bring us down, and take on the things that lift us up and encourage us, that we might shine forth as an epistle of God. In Jude, I could also.
But these speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they know naturally is brute beasts, and those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feasts of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and all of their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
Have no fear. That's talking about these people that live not righteously. Clouds they have without water. You know, clouds that have no water, they're not going to bring no rain. And they talk, there's people, I hear them all the time, they got great swelling words, but nothing is happening. They've always got a word against the spirit-filled person. They've always got criticism against everything that goes on. And yet, they haven't got no gifts. They haven't got no love. They're always debating. And they're always arguing. And the Bible, I read it this day, you're not to argue, we're not to debate. Those things are before for us believers. We're just saying how it is. They don't believe it, let them go their way. We don't have to sit there and have to argue about it. Twice dead. Well, that's pretty dead, twice dead. You know, a tree that gets dead won't have no fruit. And we start losing our victory, losing our love for God, the joy of the Lord is our strength. We don't have no more joy. We're going to be fruitless very soon. And we're going to be dead. We're going to be dead before we're fruitless. The fruit is just going to fall off and hit the ground. You'll have no gifts, nothing to give to Jesus. We should be so full of God that we're out here spreading gifts around. Our fruit should be living. Our fruit should be, we should be a living epistle, speaking the word of God. And as we speak out, things happen. Oh, come on, Sheila, the glory, you don't know what's happening, but it's happening. People get saved, people get healed. And well, I used to go into jail, and we got jail, people in jail and get saved, and that's the way it should be. God is real. He's faithful. But I'll tell you why we're not having it.
This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you, with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
When we don't have the Spirit of God, we're dead. I don't know how to say it, but I don't know how these denominations, but the Spirit of God, I still believe, is life. Kamashila, it's the life. It's the glory of God. And I say to the mechanical churches, it's done a good job with itself, but it's been done in themselves. But God wants gifts. And even Daniel said, in the last days, that God's people are going to move with great and mighty exploits. That means gifts from God. That means by the move from heaven, anointed by the Spirit of God, alive and not dead, not having the power of God denied the power of, but having the fruit of God alive, being able to do the will of God from heaven. But beloved, building up your soul's holy faith, pray in the Holy Ghost. There's something about praying in that heavenly language that touches you, touches your whole being, and touches it where you're at. It brings a climate for God. God just isn't going to live in any old unclean building, but you do it to the Spirit of God pretty soon where you're at, and the surroundings is clean too. It becomes sanctified by the Spirit of God. It gets rid of wrong spirits. It gets rid of iniquity. It gets rid of the sin. It gets rid of the decay. It brings in the power of God to cleansing, to have a move from heaven. Without that move in heaven, we're fruitless. We have no power. We have no joy, and we have no witness. We don't have what God wants us to have. We should be a light that shines in this world. We might proclaim the will of God. It says, these are murderers, complainers, walking about in their own lusts, and their mouths speaking great swelling words. You know, I've seen some of these people that talk about people. All they do is talk. Talk, 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 talk. They're not saying nothing. They're putting people down, and it's not from the Lord. God's got a people that will be moved on by the Spirit, and their words will edify. Your words will move from heaven. I was reading in Ephesians 9 that we edify as we speak things out. We speak out the Spirit of God. God will have us move in the Spirit. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. There's power. It says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sight of men and the cunning craftinesses whereby they wait to deceive. Without the Spirit of God, we have no power. We're just like a machine out here that's got an engine. What comes out of the exhaust pipe is no horsepower. What comes out of the flywheel is what moves that piece of equipment. If we can get out here and yell all we please, we're fruitless. We're not producing any horsepower. But we have the Spirit of God. I'll guarantee you, we're going to hook up to something and it's going to move. That's God. The same way. And we're not fruitless. We're fruitful in Him. It says, this I say and testify of the Lord, that ye henceforth no longer walk as the Gentiles walk in the vanity of their minds, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that's in them because of the blindness of their hearts. The blindness of our hearts. When our hearts get blinded, we have no power. And that engine's, if you're in the engine world, it means it's running, but it can't pull nothing. Can't pull no load on it. It says, who being past feelings have given themselves self and lasciviousness to work uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. This is Paul speaking. That ye put off concerning the old former conversation. The old man which ate with his own deceitful lust, but renewed, be renewed in the spirit of mind, that ye might put on the new man which after God created in righteousness and true holiness. And true holiness. Wherefore put away all lying. Speak every word truth with your neighbor, for ye are members one to another. Don't you know we're members one to another? When we start speaking the truth of God, it's catchy. It changes. It brings forth victory. It brings forth, that's how the early church started. The Spirit of God become alive. Alive unto God, dead in this world. But it do it as motivated by the Spirit of God. Be angry and sin not. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that steal, let him steal no longer, let him labor, working the hand as we have to give to that to the needy. It's proper to work. We don't have to get out here and have to have someone give us money all the time and have these money drives. God says it's okay to work. It don't hurt you to have rough looking hands. You know, it just, you might not be as fancy as some of these people that don't do nothing. But out here in practical, you can do things they can't do. They can't do what you're doing. And I want to acknowledge you out here tonight. Sometimes it takes more of God to be just an old-fashioned Christian than it is out here to be an up-to-down, humpty-dumpty man of God that don't do nothing. Sits back there year after year and just looking for someone to help him. When God wants us to take, the Bible says, he that provideth for his own family is working worse than infidel. So it's proper to work out our salvation with fear and trembling and to do the will of God. It's proper for us to live above reproach. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good for the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. That's what I was thinking about a minute ago. We're to minister grace to the hearers. And we can't do this unless we have the Spirit of God within us. Simply, the Spirit of God. I'm not going to say all the complicated things, but if you don't at least have the Spirit of God in you, you're not going to be able to do the will of God. You're not going to be able to do your words, reach out and touch people when they need help. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good for the use of edifying. By our words we justify, our words we condemn. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I can't live out here and speak a lot of bad words one day and the next day come in God's house and say, oh, sit back and I can't even praise you. If I did that, I could not come into this house and praise you. And that's what we're doing. We can't edify when we get out here and don't have the Spirit of God. We're doing it in a wrong way. The move is wrong. We need to be led truly by the Spirit. And grieve not the Holy Spirit whereby you're sealed the day of redemption. How many times the churches I've been in, the Holy Spirit has been grieved. Come a sheep to the moat. There were people after people. Full gospel businessmen meetings. I've seen it. They didn't want the Spirit of God to move in their presence there. It killed the moving Spirit. That's wrong. And we let those people come in and run our places. That's what I'm saying is wrong. And that's why we got trouble in this land today, because we've allowed this to creep in, and now we've got wrong laws, we've got the Bibles taken out of school. It's because we have reduced ourselves to no, to let anything go. No, we should have a guard out to do the will of God. We should have a census in our mouth that we're not going to speak no guile, and we're not going to be around someone that does. And I was reading today in the Word of God, that Paul said, don't even have any dealings with these people that don't profess us. We're to separate ourselves. I read it the other day a couple times. Paul says, don't, if they don't have the force, then separate, don't have no dealings with them. He didn't say get out, cut their heads off or nothing like that, but he says don't have dealings with them. Don't back what they're saying is from God. I've seen some of these people that anti-Spirit of God, and people are so loved their what they had, their money and that, if they allow them to come in to be the rulership of the churches, or full God, whatever you was, pretty soon you lost, the pastor and the people that speak could not move through the Spirit of God, and this is what happened. They robbed the Christians of having liberty. Because God wanted us to have liberty in the spirit that would not fulfill the lust of flesh. And we give in to these wrong spirits, then we have a recompense because we're going to be losing our freedom in a spiritual way. Let all bitterness, wrath, and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking be put away with all malice. We're to put these things away. God wants us to come out from, He says, be separate, and I'll bless you. And be ye kind one another, tender heart, forgiving one another, even for Christ, for God's sake, has forgiven us. God wants us to be a separated people, a holy people, a blessed people from heaven. But I believe any time we compromise about the things of God, we're going to lose. We're going to lose out what God has for us. But I believe that we need to watch ourselves. We need to concentrate on the things of the Lord. We might walk victorious and seek God as we ever thought before, because He's coming soon. He's coming through the clouds of glory, and we need to be ready. We need to watch for Him. We need to be watchful. We need to say, Lord, I'm ready. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Help me this day, and I might be an overcomer. We pray for your people this night in a very special way. Help them, bless them, and move upon them in a mighty way. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. God bless. Amen.